Welcome to 10 Minute Mentor, premier mentoring for entrepreneurs who want to share their gifts with the world. Each episode is designed to be a mini coaching session, providing valuable nuggets that will empower you to share your message and make a bigger impact. My name is Rich Perry. I want to thank you for trusting me each and every week. I know you want to rock this year, so let's get started right now. Hey, welcome back to 10 Minute Mentor. I'm your host, Rich Perry. And if you're new to online marketing, you're going to love this episode. In today's episode of 10 Minute Mentor, I'm giving out social media marketing tips for beginners. Now, it's not to say that you're new to running a business. Now, maybe you are a new business owner, but maybe you've been running your business for a number of years. But if you're listening to today's episode of 10 Minute Mentor, I can safely assume that you're new to running your business online, or at least marketing your business online. So if that's the case, welcome to social media marketing. In today's episode, I'm going to share a few social media marketing tips for you beginners. Use these tips to lay the foundation for online business activity. You know, there are millions of social media users. There are over 4 billion daily internet users. And these days, it's vital to business growth and longevity to have a social media presence. But just being on social media isn't enough. Over the years, I've known countless business owners who set up their social media accounts under the Field of Dreams mentality. Remember that fan favorite movie? If not, here's a quick recap. A farmer, played by Kevin Costner, is tending to his crops when he hears a mysterious voice from the cornfield that says, "If you build it, he will come." Now, long story short, the farmer listens to the voice and builds this baseball diamond in the middle of his cornfield. Eventually, the magical baseball field becomes populated by the spirits of great players who came back to the land of the living just to play baseball. And once the word gets out, people start coming in droves to watch these legends in action. But see, that's the difference between movie magic and real life. In the movies, we always get that desirable, happy ending. However, that isn't necessarily the case in real life. Now sure, anybody can start a business. That doesn't mean that it's going to be profitable. Likewise, anybody can create a social media profile for online visibility. But that doesn't mean that people are automatically going to like, follow, or subscribe to you just because your page exists online. So first things first, it's important that you convey the right message online. If you're expecting people to pay for your services or products, then it's up to you to provide solid proof that you are deserving of their hard-earned money. You can start doing this by positioning yourself as a recognized and trusted expert. Let them see that you take your business seriously. Project this air of professionalism in your branding, in the images that you use, and in your messaging. As I just noted, it's important that you start with a firm foundation. So here are 3 social media marketing tips for beginners. Use these tips to start developing an online marketing strategy for your business. So tip number 1, get clear on your audience. So consider these questions. Where can you find your audience online? Where do these people hang out online? Like what social media platforms, what channels are they primarily using? Are they in certain groups or different chat rooms? Or where are they hanging out and spending their time? And can you find them easily if you're trying to look for them? You already know that there are a lot of social media platforms to choose from, and it's easy to get lost and confused. Remember, you don't need to be on every single platform, especially when you're just starting out. Unless you have a big marketing budget and you can afford to have a team of people managing multiple accounts for you, then focus your attention where it matters most. Master one platform before moving on to the rest. Don't be a jack of all trades. Tip number 2, engage with your audience. I cringe every time I see a business failing to interact with its audience, or sometimes responding weeks or months after the initial comment or question was made. Your audience is contacting you for a reason. They require your assistance, your support, or your expertise. It's up to you to answer the call. Spend a few minutes each day responding to comments, answering questions, and building relationships with your audience. Don't become fixated on the numbers. Focus on quality over quantity. You know, I see a lot of business owners complaining that they don't have enough followers on social media. These people want or they feel entitled to thousands of followers, but at the same time, they're ignoring the people that they're already in contact with. If you can't speak to a small room of people, then you'll never be able to communicate in a packed arena. Start by having conversations with the people who have already chosen to follow, support, and engage with you online. Do this right, and the masses will come. And social media tip number 3, be yourself. Authenticity goes a long way. Don't mimic others. Don't pretend to be someone that you're not. Be yourself. It'll make things so much simpler than trying to maintain a facade just to impress other people. Now, the tips I gave you today were straightforward, simple, and easy to apply. Incorporate these 3 tips in your online activity and make it a regular practice. You don't need to be on social media all day long. Manage your time wisely. Engage with your audience for a few minutes each day, and you'll see that it's going to go a long way to building a strong online following and community. Now, once you've established a firm foundation with the 3 social media marketing tips that I've just given you, you're going to want to start developing a strong online business strategy. And this is where I can help you. So contact me today for a free consultation, and let's discuss an online marketing strategy that works for you and fulfills your business needs. Remember to follow me on social media at Coach Rich Perry. Go to my website, richperry.com, for more coaching tips and advice. And join our 10-Minute Mentor podcast community on Facebook. Until next time, thanks and be excellent.